we're back. This Week in Waukesha. You're listening to my dear departed friend David Bowie with Suffragette City. And what a great way to honor our city, Waukesha, and our suffragette heritage. Any of you curious about that, call me on the show. I'd be happy to tell you about the legacy of Theodora Humans. And speaking of suffragettes, we have a primary on Tuesday. I was one of the early voters, so I took care of business. I encourage everybody to do that because then all the other things don't matter. It's so easy to early vote. But we have Tuesday, so go in on Tuesday, find your precinct. You go to the City of Waukesha website. A lot of resources online to find where your precinct is if you haven't voted before. But make your vote count. Important elections coming up. And you know, candidates on both sides running that you should really take a very hard look at. And so wishing you well and all that and encouraging everyone. It is your right and something that a lot of blood was spilled for in many ways, especially giving women right to vote. So
yes, please practice your civic duty and responsibility. It's a great privilege to be able to do that.
The fire department feels very honored to be part of the voting process. Four of our precincts two of them vote over at Station 5 out west.
Love it.
And then two vote over on the east side at Station 2. So when you're there, stop and say hi to our people, too.
That's great. I appreciate that. And Joe, you wanted to give a big shout-out to one of the members of your team who's got some musical talents, and he's going to be on display tonight.
Yeah, one of our drivers here in the department, a Waukesha resident, has a band called Detour. They'll be down at State Fair tonight. Stop on down and see them.
Sounds great. What's his name?
Matt Gunderson.
Matt Gunderson. I can know him. Yeah, so, nice.
Great band, more pop rock music. Good group of guys all come together.
So if you're going to State Fair and you go see Detour, just scream Matt as loud as you can, or Gunderson, or Gundy.
Gundy!
Gundy,
as loud as you can.
He'll know that you are listening to This Week in Waukesha. So that's terrific. So who's the guy on your force that he fixes garage doors? He fixed our garage door.
Steve Puchinski.
That's right. You, you have a name. Is it Pooch?
Pooch.
Pooch, yeah. Great guy.
Guy. Also, a lot of our guys, you know, because of our schedule, we work 24 hours at a time. They usually have a little bit of free time to work another little job.
Yeah.
And, you know, Steve's got on. Got a couple concrete guys, a couple guys that do some repairs around the house. And you know, there are other guys that just take care of families. You know, it's other very important, you know, many of our family, our people have mothers and fathers. They're both working at the same time. So a lot of our guys also end up in gals.
Yeah.
End up just spending their off days taking care of the family members. So
terrific. So, hey, and speaking of taking care of family members, folks, you got to come down to this farmer's market because a couple great, I see some heirloom tomatoes out and they're looking like beautiful. And heirloom tomatoes are my favorite. That's my candy. I could just eat it right out of the bowl. Don't forget about Waffle Strat. I'm not a big waffle guy, but when you get homemade waffles, have you been there yet, Johnny?
Dude, I'm telling you what.
If you go to only one place today.
It's really, really good.
You know it. Yeah,
And the blueberries are out, too. There's a couple of vendors with some blueberries. They look great.
You can't walk by the waffles without smelling that.
Right.
And if you, anyone looking for work, too, First Student has a booth here. They're looking for bus drivers, $21 an hour. So please spread the word if you know anyone that's looking for good work. Those are some nice nice wages, and I've seen that go up compared to recent years. So Buzzy Bee's Honey for homemade honey. I also saw some butternut squash. And if you like mushrooms, both our mushroom guys have lion's mane mushrooms. You ever have those, Joe?
Yes.
It's like I sautéed some last week.
Out of position.
And they taste like scallops or lobster.
Ooh, nice.
I sautéed them in butter and Cajun seasoning, and my wife loved it. And they're not cheap. It's like $24 a pound, but you can buy it. Like, I bought it like an eighth of a pound, like $6 or $5. I forgot what she charged me for it. But, you know, you can still get something like that and have a nice little treat to take home. So check that out. And then Sarah, the author, I want to thank. She stopped by. She's a writer, and she's got her own booth, and she's got some books to sell. And she also wanted to give a shout-out to Kathy and Michael Giorgio, who have a writer's studio here not far from the farmer's market. And they also teach writing for the Parks District. So a lot of great people. So, hey, Joe, going back to you, what's been probably the most challenging day in your 18 years here?
By far and away, our day, our Christmas parade event truly was a challenging day, not only for the community, but, you know, especially our department. Both police and fire were touched by it. We had family members involved that were hurt. It was a true challenging day.
You know. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, you know, and I... can't say enough. I'm going to put a couple minutes of talk about, you know, recovery and our recovery efforts in the community. Yeah. I think that we've done a fantastic job. But also, you know, we still keep on seeking opportunities to make sure that the community is getting good resources, getting the support they need, because it is. Just last week when we were teaching Hansley CPR, I had a nice conversation with the gentleman out here about just it's still the trauma that's there. And and you could tell it's still there, and it affects every one of us.
I found a wallet.
Sure. So, nice. Hey, a nice neighbor. I found a wallet. Right there at the information.
Yep.
Right there at the information booth, sir. Yep.
So, otherwise, Joe and I.
Don was going to take the guy's wallet.
Well, I just wanted the cash. They can get your credit cards. No, only joking. That's a very nice citizen. He's handing that in to carry over.
We've got a lost and found department over here.
Yep. Gotta love that. So.
So if you've lost your wallet, please stop over at the Waukesha Farmers Market Information Station.
Right across from our booth here. And, so good call, Joe.
Yes.
Love it. So, you know, I'm glad you mentioned that because if Connor, how are we doing on time here? I know we're near that hard break.
We got 2 minutes left.
2 minutes left. So when we come back from the break, I'm going to talk about a special announcement from the city regarding the Christmas parade. We'll give Joe a chance to talk about that. And so you talk about your most challenging day. Real quick, can you talk about like what your greatest day has been or your biggest win?
We have many rewarding days. And, to me, some of the greatest things, we have some fantastic people that work for our department and take care of our community. And, every day it makes me proud to see what our people do. And not only, the little bit of time you make a connection with somebody out at a public event, or even the times that kids come through our stations doing tours. It's a lot of the good stuff, the popular things that draw you back in. That's our people taking care of our neighbors, helping neighbors to make a difference in our community, which is truly what we're about.
That's terrific. So, and it sounds like I know a lot of young people, including one young man who's part of the family who's interested in becoming a firefighter, and I think he's already got WCTC on his career track for the first stages.
We've got a lot of great programs. If you're in high school, if you're in one of the Waukesha high schools, we have an Explorer program that's put on by both the police and fire departments. That's you can do as after hours. You learn about the two careers. If you're interested, truly committed to being in the fire service, WCTC's got a great program called the Dual Enrollment Program that provides you everything you need to complete that program in your senior year of your high school, that you'll be able to be eligible to be hired by almost every department. So great out there right now.
Sounds great. All right, hey, stick around. This Week in Waukesha continues with Assistant Fire Chief Joe Hoffman. And, hey, if you get a chance, get down here in this farmer's market. A lot of great stuff. Stick around. We'll be back.